Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Babe Young. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Howell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tiny Bonham. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Tiny Bonham. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Adams reaches second base with a double. Baumholtz moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is walked intentionally. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates 0. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lucan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tiny Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Walters reaches second base with a double. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rickard for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a pop-up towards first. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Adams reaches second base with a double. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Reds. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lucan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Lucan reaches second base with a double. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen is walked intentionally. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Lucan moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Lamarno moves to second. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Kiner moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Adams bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Reds. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 2 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to third. Russell moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rickard scores. Russell scores. Kiner moves to second. It's 6-2, Reds. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roger Wolf now pitching. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lucan strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher pinch hits for Roger Wolf. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Colley Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Howell moves to second. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Baumhold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 2. The Reds will come to bat. Rip Sewell now pitching. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert strikes out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bloodworth picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bloodworth. Baumholtz moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Tatum pinch runs for Grady Hatton. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz scores. Tatum moves to second. It's 7-2, Reds. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lucan hits a fly ball into right field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz now playing right field. Benny Zintara now playing third base. Clyde Vollmer now playing center field. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-3 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gustin moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. It's 7-3, Reds. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dixie Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sokold pinch hits for Rip Sewell. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell moves to second. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rickard strikes out. 1 out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howell scores. Sokold moves to second. It's 7-to-4, Reds. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Sokold moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.